USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden insisting that he stood firm with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman when he brought up the subject of Jamal Khashoggi's murder. U.S. intelligence says the prince had a role in it. Biden was blasted for fist-bumping the prince by some lawmakers, the publisher of the Washington Post, Khashoggi's employer, and Khashoggi's fiancé, who says the president had blood from the prince's next victim on his hands.
I'm sorry she feels that way.
Biden also says he made it clear to the prince that he held him responsible for the journalist's murder. Saudi Foreign Affairs Minister Adel Al-Jubeir backed up the prince to CBS News.
The charges that the Crown Prince knew about it, or much less ordered it, are ridiculous.
The Crown Prince has long denied involvement in Khashoggi's killing, repeating as much to Biden during their meeting on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A federal judge in Tennessee has temporarily barred federal agencies from enforcing directives from the Biden administration that extended protections for members of the LGBTQ community in schools and workplaces. 20 state attorneys general sued last year, claiming the Biden administration directives infringe on states' rights to enact laws, for example, that prevent students from participating in sports based on their gender identity. U.S. District Judge Charles Achley, a Trump appointee, agreed with their argument and issued a temporary injunction until the matter can be resolved in the courts. A wayward dolphin has been swimming in the Thames River in Connecticut after it made its way upstream from the Long Island Sound. The dolphin was first spotted by fishermen Thursday morning. A video on Facebook shows the dolphin jumping around near the Norwich Marina, about 15 miles from the sound. The animal rescue team at the Mystic Aquarium was eventually notified. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
Lawmakers in Sri Lanka beginning the process of picking a new leader after the president left the country following mass protests last weekend over the country's economic collapse. The prime minister was installed as interim president. The new leader could appoint a new prime minister, and then the new prime minister must be approved by parliament. Nominations for the election of a new president will be heard on Tuesday. If there is more than one candidate, lawmakers will vote on Wednesday. Back here in the States, monkeypox cases seem to be trending upward.
Federal health officials are warning that they are now expecting that the number of monkeypox cases will continue to swell through at least August, as the Biden administration says it is changing the way it will ration out vaccines to combat the growing outbreak. As of Friday, at least 1,814 cases have been tallied by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. New York makes up the largest share of the cases, with 489 tallied by the agency in the state. With the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Dial 988 if you or someone you know is suffering from a mental health crisis. The new hotline went live on Saturday. More than $280 million went to the states to help them create systems that go beyond connecting callers with trained mental health counselors. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.